Phone the comment line 1850 715 900.
Yesterday we heard from Brian O'Connell about fears that drug users in inner city Dublin are taking what they believe to be crystal meth. In fact, the drug they're taking is a variant called MDPV. Brian is in our Cork studio. And Brian, before you went back to Cork, you spent some time in and around the centre of Dublin again watching the deals being carried out.
Yeah, if you remember yesterday, Sean, we reported that in the past 6 to 8 weeks there's concern that increasing numbers of drug users in inner city Dublin are reporting injecting crystal meth, which we know is a highly addictive drug. Now, crystal meth has never quite taken hold in Ireland, unlike the US and UK, so there was a lot of concern. Analysis done on some of the drugs being sold in the past 24 hours revealed that, as you said, what has been sold as crystal meth is in fact this drug called MDPV. That's been around since around the head shop days, Sean. It's a psychoactive substance. It's something like Meow Meow, if you remember. That was around a couple of years ago. Now, as I reported yesterday, it's thought that the drugs are being sold by a very small number of people, Sean, from a very specific location in inner city Dublin.
And you went out to check out that fact yesterday?
I spent quite a bit of time in this area yesterday. It's a residential area. It's very close to the city centre. And as I said, there are a small number of dealers. They're mostly in their 20s, but some of them are as young as 15 or 16 years of age, selling this designer drug, as they're known. It's been sold from a residential area, and I suppose it's incredible really how open and public it is, Sean. In the space of about an hour yesterday, I counted at least 20 drug users calling to this area buying the drugs casually. I mean, it's as casual as if they were going to the corner shop. Some bought it on street corners, others went inside a residential area where the dealers were gathered. Many of them just simply walked up to a corner and whistled, and someone then came down to meet them. Now, I saw a lot of drug users hanging around the area. In one instance, small children were actually throwing stones at the drug users. There are two schools and a playground very close to this area, it should be said. Some of the properties, Sean, are boarded up, but there's still about 25 to 30 families living in this location, and they all have to walk from their houses past this open drug dealing, which, as I say, is happening very, very publicly. Now, I saw several quite agitated drug users in the area.
More or less the same kind of behaviour that you were describing on the programme yesterday, I imagine, Brian. Now, did you get a chance to talk to any of the local residents about what they make of all of this?
Well, the local residents are quite terrified of the dealers. For instance, there's a new apartment complex has opened very near this location in recent days, Sean, and it had CCTV cameras outside it. And these CCTV cameras were pointing across the road to where the drug dealing was taking place. They weren't looking at the drug dealing, it just happened to be pointing in that direction. And several nights ago, I understand, the cameras were vandalised, pulled off the walls because they were pointing in that area. So there's a lot of fear by the local residents in relation to these drug dealers. I did get one resident to speak to me, and he spoke to me, Sean, on condition that we disguised his voice in this clip. Now, this man lives in the complex. He lives there with his elderly mum, and this is some of what life is like for him. Tell me what you're seeing in the last few months.
Well, in my estate, I've seen the drug problem increasing day by day, which is absolutely horrible as a resident of the estate. I've seen people walking in and out of flats, pulling their hair out, not knowing what they're doing, not knowing what the name is.
And how many people a day are you seeing coming to your estate looking for this stuff?
Well, in 5 or 10 minutes, we've added up. I've added up 8, 9, 10 people coming in. That's only 5 or 10 minutes, so you can imagine what's coming in on an hourly basis.
Now, we're not going to identify where we are, and the reason for that is people are in fear of their safety. You'd be in fear of your own safety.
I would, yeah. On a personal basis, yeah, I would be. If I walked in, if they see me walking around the street with a news reporter, next of all, I know they'd be at my door stabbing me or something. And it's horrible living in that fear.
And how do you live in the middle of all this?
It's hard. It's very, very hard. I feel insecure. I don't feel safe. I don't feel safe in my own home, living in this area.
There's some suggestions that local residents here are going to mobilise themselves and march in the next few weeks.
There is suggestions, okay, yeah. I've heard.
Would you march?
Believe it or not, yeah, I would. At the end of the day, I'm only young. I don't want to be seeing my kids coming up and seeing that. It's horrible.
You were telling me earlier this dealing was happening maybe a year or so ago, but it was soft drugs then.
It was soft drugs then. It was like the hash tablets. But look at it now, it's heroin, crystal meth, well, so they call it MPVD. It's just like being back in the 80s. The Gardaí come in, probably drive around. They don't go out and stop and search what they should be doing.
And there are these young guys, obviously they're edgy. Are they intimidating?
Intimidating is not the word. You're walking in to your home, you feel intimidated. You don't feel safe. You don't know where to be looking. You don't know whether to be looking over the shoulder. You don't know what's going to happen to you. Actually, a friend of mine last week, walking into his flat, next of all, bang, back of the head with a snooker bomb.
And the dealers that are here now, are they living in the complex as well, or are they just simply using the area?
They live around the area, but they're simply using the complex. Some of them may have lived there, they don't anymore.
This is daytime now, and as I said, I stood out there and I watched maybe 10 people walk up to dealers and get drugs. What's it like at night?
At night time, it's worse. It's a lot worse. Every 2 seconds, they're walking in there now. You know what they're looking for. You just see them whistling, and they're down. It's horrible.
And I couldn't get any of the other residents to talk to me?
No, simply because they're in fear of their life. From a point of view as a resident of the area, it's sad. It's sad to see people walking around the streets, pulling their hair out, not knowing what to do. It's disgusting. Whatever you name it, you can find within the area.
So that's a local resident there, Brian, fearful, obviously, of being recognised. And again, I suppose, predictably, a lot of our listeners asking the question, they're texting in, where are the guards when all this is going on?
Well, as I understand it, what's happened here is that some of these dealers were operating out of a nearby estate and their operation was broken up by Gardaí, Sean. But instead of stopping them, the dealers have simply moved to this new location. Now, several residents I met yesterday who didn't even want to speak on condition I disguised their voice, they were so afraid, but they were critical of the lack of Garda responses. They see it. I suppose they felt, Sean, that Gardaí were patrolling in the area from time to time, but that they weren't stopping and searching and they weren't going into the actual location, into the properties where the dealers are operating out of. I suppose we had hoped to have a representative of An Gardaí on to discuss how they're dealing with the situation in the city, but they declined this opportunity. But we do know they are aware of the issue and they are monitoring it.
OK, Brian, thanks for that report. No doubt you'll be keeping in touch with it yourself and bring us up to date on any developments. Brian O'Connell there in our Cork studio. Also joining me from Cork on the phone is Dr. Chris Luke, a consultant in emergency medicine in Cork University Hospital and Mercy Hospital in Cork. Chris Luke, have you come across this drug MPDV, first of all?
Well, we think we have, Sean. The problem is that there are now something like 280 of these so-called legal highs now available throughout Europe, and it's not realistic or practically possible for us to identify the very many drugs that people are taking now when they come into hospital by ambulance or when they walk in sick, agitated, delirious and so forth. I mean, we had a case last week of a mature man in his 40s who presented by ambulance in a state of severe agitation and delirium, very, very ill, with a recently opened postal packet containing all sorts of white powders and sachets and pills, which were effectively unidentifiable, but had made him very, very ill. And this is the sort of story nationwide, both in Ireland, of course, and in the UK. You know, online and mail order drug taking is a huge issue, in addition to the simple street drugs. And of course, many of the street drugs are ordered online from, you know, Slovakia or China or wherever.
But from what you say, Chris, there are variations on the theme here, and it's not possible always, or it maybe is usually not possible for you to know exactly what you're dealing with when somebody comes in.
Yeah, I mean, the difficulty with the artificial, the so-called designer or synthetic drugs, is that they are constantly being reinvented, and you know it's very easy to tweak a chemical compound by an atom or a molecule or two, and it's called something different in the formula in the recipe book, and that's the difficulty because, well, you know, when you invent a drug, it can take months, if not years, for the state side of the equation to recognize the drug and develop kits for testing, and we simply don't have those in emergency departments in these islands. I mean, we can screen immediately for the old-fashioned drugs, heroin, cocaine, cannabis, and so on and so forth, but we simply cannot identify the MDPVs or the MDMAs or whatever you're having yourself. It takes us weeks, if not months, for the people in the National Poisons Laboratories to get back to us with the samples. And, of course, that's no use for the individual patient in front of us on a resource trolley.
But clearly they're more toxic than the normal drugs, if I can use that phrase, cocaine, heroin or cannabis. But what about the effect on the individual of taking them?
They're extraordinarily toxic. First of all, they seem to be far more addictive. And I mean, in fact, Brian mentioned crystal meth. Now, crystal meth is something that we're terrified of, because if you look online, you'll see the sort of the ravaging effects of crystal meth in the Midwest of the states, where the drug, which is easily made from sort of cold remedies in garage laboratories, devastates communities and makes people look like they're you know, like escapees from Auschwitz within months. In fact, it seems that the new drugs, the one that Brian is talking about, the MDBV and so on, are actually even more addictive than crystal meth, which is a huge worry. In addition to that, the drug seems to make people extremely agitated, very delirious. It causes problems like, you know, self-harm. You've heard about the users picking at their skin till they bleed, completely out of their heads. When we see them, they're often very, very, very violently agitated. They often need several security and hospital staff to restrain them, lashing of chemical tranquilizers and so forth, and extremely difficult to manage. We've had cases recently in the last week or two in Cork in both hospitals where, you know, people have had to be admitted for 2 or 3 days, and it's been 2 or 3 days before they've sort of come to. And that's unusual, because with the old drugs, the cocaines and the cannabis psychosis, they would tend to settle within a matter of hours.
You say highly addictive, but what about recovering from them as well, if you can get people to turn away from them?
Well, again, that's difficult. We've heard repeatedly about drug treatment facilities being closed down in Ireland in recent weeks due to cutbacks and so forth. And as it is, we have a tiny fraction of the treatment facilities that we need. So it's yet another burden, another millstone on the back of the health service.
So Brian was reporting obviously on Central Dublin, but clearly your experience is that this stuff, or variations of it, is freely available where you are in Cork.
Well, I mean, Sean, it's as simple as this. Wherever the postal service reaches now, you're going to have online drug sales and drug taking, and those drugs are then in turn often sold in many of the smaller towns, villages, as well as the big cities in this country.
Chris, thanks for joining us. That's Dr. Chris Luke there, consultant in emergency medicine in Cork University Hospital and Mercy University Hospital in Cork. We'll be having some entertainment with Johnny Doohan after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.